Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jonathan Feldstein, President at Genesis 123 Foundation. A very good morning to you. What a morning. This has is turning out to be. Can you believe it's actually happening?
No, that's the question, is I really don't. And if it happens, it's remarkable, albeit I still have a very big pit in the center of my stomach because while we win, we don't win the way was intended, and I still don't trust Hamas.
Nor should we. I don't think that any of us really believe for one moment that that there will ever be peace with Hamas. There can't be. Hamas don't exist if there is peace.
Yeah, just yesterday I was speaking to somebody before this was all announced, saying that there's no way that they will actually give up all of the hostages, because then they have no capital. They have nothing after that. And it's just it's really impossible to think of. And I woke up this morning. I went to bed very late. It had not yet been announced. And I woke up this morning to see pictures of people popping corks of champagne. And that it is remarkable. And I understand all of that. But a lot can happen in 3 days until they say that these hostages will actually be released. And I pray for it. But as my wife said to me this morning when we were having coffee, it just means that in she said 5 years, I don't know if it's 5 years, we're going to be back in the same place.
Do you think we'll be back in the same place? Do you think that, and I was thinking about that earlier and even asking listeners, I don't think we ever go back to where we were 2 years ago. I don't go back. I will never go back to where I was 2 years ago, maybe because the attack on me was so personal and it felt so real and there was so much betrayal. And if I'm feeling that just on a one-on-one within my own environment here in South Africa, I can't imagine that anybody feels anything different, really. Will we ever look at our friends and our former friends or who we thought were friends and former colleagues who had turned their back on us at our most painful time in our living history? Can we ever go back?
No. So you're correct on that point. Absolutely not. Nor will all of the people who have been yelling for 2 years and 1 day, free Palestine from the river to the sea, and accusing us of genocide and ethnic cleansing and war crimes and all of this other nonsense. That genie does not go back in the bottle. No. People are not suddenly going to believe that that's not true. And so that, you're right. And we will, and in our lifetime, Howard, we won't go back in our perception. But I look at my grandchildren, the oldest of whom is turning 7 next month. And in 12 years, he will be enlisted in the army and he will be coming against jihadi peers because it's still not an eradication. It's a stretch of the imagination that I can't go to. I'm acknowledging that, that Hamas will really no longer be in control of Gaza and the ideology. And so when I say that we're going to be in the same place, that's what I'm referring to. But no, you're right. In our lifetime, we will never look at anything the same. We will never be trusting again of the same thing. We are scarred emotionally, having experienced all of these traumas, not just 2 years ago, but over the past 2 years. And it's very hard. I love to be wrong, but it's very hard for me to believe that this, the American phrase is spiking the ball in the end zone in American football, that we're already celebrating something that has not yet happened, and that President Trump, who said many foolish things, is coming here now to speak in the Knesset the day before the hostages are supposed to be released, and it's entirely possible that he may be played a fool.
Yeah. So somehow I doubt that. I mean, I'm getting a few messages, people saying, you know, maybe I'm skeptical, but can we just wait until they're back to celebrate? And
yes.
I mean, I know I can hear that that's what you're saying. I think we celebrate each moment that we can. Why get to Monday and please God they're released and we could have celebrated today and we could have felt a little bit better. And I don't mean, and that's really what I've been trying to communicate, maybe not very well, but to say that, yes, let's celebrate this release and let's celebrate the fact that people can heal, but let's never, never put ourselves in this position again. And I don't really think that by doing this deal, we are making ourselves more vulnerable. I think I don't think that I would very much doubt that between the IDF, Knesset, Shin Bet, Mossad, anybody will be lulled again into a sense of false security. Maybe I'm being naive.
Well, you're right, but you and I are old enough to have that feeling, but we're also old enough to have historic memories of 51 years ago when I'm sure Golda Meir and all of her leaders sat around chain smoking saying the same thing. And so maybe not in our lifetime, and I pray never at all, but will we, can we? We made the mistake of being unprepared in 1973. We made the same mistake of being unprepared in 2023, and I don't know what will be in 2073. I know I won't be here, but I just have a sick feeling. But I love what you said. Celebrate every moment that we can. Yes. I just think that so many people's hopes, as people are celebrating, I meant to reach out to a good friend of mine who was a victim of a horrific terror attack. She was stabbed a dozen or more times, and her friend, who was an American Christian, was stabbed to death. And the terrorists who killed the woman from America and stabbed my friend may be released. So some people are celebrating, rightly, and some people are having those literal and figurative scars ripped open just in anticipation of who those evil people who will be released are going to be, and that they will be back on the streets, not reformed, having spent a couple of years or decade or more in Israeli prisons.
Yeah, there's little doubt that the terrorists who are being released in exchange for the hostages are not going to set up IT companies. Of course, that is the worry. But I also have no doubt that the skepticism and the lessons learned will not be that quickly forgotten. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always, and thank you for bringing that perspective, because I think it is an important one to consider as we celebrate this morning. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of 123 Foundation. What are your thoughts? Do you agree with Jonathan? Do you think we should hold on back on our celebration, or do you think, as I do, that we celebrate the hell out of it just because we can?